The Democrat trying to unseat Pennsylvania Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey is casting herself as a more mainstream alternative to the incumbent. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that while Katie McGinty has been campaigning all year, the pivotal race could come down to how big the coattails are from the presidential candidates.
I hope that Philadelphia will send Katie McGinty on behalf of Pennsylvania to the United States Senate.
Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton spoke on behalf of Katie McGinty during a recent appearance in Philadelphia. Secretary Clinton gave the argument for electing McGinty as the first female to represent Pennsylvania as a U.S. senator.
I've known Katie for a long time. You may know, too, she's the daughter of a Philadelphia police officer, one of 10 children. Now, why is that relevant? Because you got to learn how to get along with people.
McGinty grew up in Northeast Philadelphia and ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2014. She previously chaired the White House Council on Environmental Quality when Bill Clinton was president. On the state level, she served as Secretary of the Department of Environmental Protection and was Governor Tom Wolf's chief of staff. Donna Cooper worked in Harrisburg with McGinty and says she was relentless in forming very complicated alliances to get things done.
I can remember that when we were trying to regulate emissions, there were industry concerns and there were obviously public health concerns associated with cleaning up the air. And what Katie was able to do was to really identify the areas where the industry and public health experts could come together and also identify the areas where perhaps the industry was not as eager to move as public health experts wanted them to move, and to find ways to incrementally meet the needs of public health and bring the industry along.
Political consultant and lobbyist Larry Seisler says McGinty's Northeast Philadelphia roots come through on the campaign trail.
She's still not a polished candidate. When you watch her compared to other people, but I think that really goes to more that she's a very genuine type person. I mean, Katie has just an infectious personality, very bright, and she's very empathetic.
McGinty's experience in government and in the private sector has become an attack point for Pat Toomey's reelection campaign. Multiple ads, some from Toomey, some from independent groups, have accused her of getting lucrative board posts after leaving the Department of Environmental Protection with companies the agency regulated. When pressed to respond to those accusations, McGinty said most businesses in Pennsylvania have to interact with the DEP.
The Department of Environmental Protection has expansive jurisdiction. If you're a business anywhere near the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you have operations of any kind, it is almost certain that you are under the purview of the Department of Environmental Protection in one way or another. Almost certain.
Ken Smuckler has been a political operative for decades. He says McGinty's chances are tied closely to Hillary Clinton's performance in Pennsylvania, which is nothing new for candidates in presidential years.
If Trump keeps this race within a 5 to 7, 8 point range, then my guess is that Toomey might be able to pull it out. I look at it very much like Lynn Yackel's race against Arlen Specter when Bill Clinton was leading the ticket in 92. And really, Clinton was able to pull some House candidates through in the suburbs of Philadelphia when Yackel still lost by a point.
Seisler says this race is being heavily influenced by the Donald Trump effect.
I think in any other year, my hunch is that Pat Toomey could be pretty confident of being reelected. This is not the year. I mean, it's just very, very difficult to stem a tide of anything statewide, let's say over five points.
McGinty seems to have the same opinion. For much of the fall, she's been pressing Toomey to take a stand on whether he'll vote for Trump. And while Toomey has been unwilling to give a definitive answer, McGinty keeps hammering what she calls the Trump-Toomey ticket. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.